Oh no, brothers and sisters, it looks like more Americans are cashing out their retirement funds. I mean, not just taking out, maybe for a loan or one or two. Americans are cashing out of their 401k. This can't be good. Take a listen to this.
With high inflation and a suddenly shaky banking system, some Americans are cashing out their retirement funds.
But experts say be careful before you do that. Garen Tenney has more.
The statistics all look pretty grim. That in general, the amount that people have saved for retirement.
Cash-strapped Americans are raiding their retirement funds prematurely. According to data from Voya, people without enough savings are 13 times more likely to choose this option, despite the potential tax penalties for early withdrawals. The rise has financial experts sounding the alarm.
Do not cash that thing out. Cashing out should be the absolute last resort in the most extreme circumstances.
According to Fidelity and Vanguard, withdrawals rose to nearly 2.5% last year. That's up from 1.9% in 2021. A record number of those cash removals were hardship withdrawals to help with emergencies like medical care or possible evictions. But it's not just those in need who are dipping in. Professors at the University of Colorado Boulder studied about 162,000 people leaving their jobs over a three-year period and found at least 40% of them took some, if not all, of the money out instead of rolling it over into a new plan.
It's basically like you've been working for some company for, in our data, on average 6.6 years. You've been contributing, your employer's been contributing, and now you're back at square zero. No other part of the world allows you to cash out when you're leaving a job.
If you're changing jobs, experts suggest you transfer the money from your retirement fund into your new employer's plan or into an IRA.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. My name is A.B. Ridgeway. I'm the host of Financial Advisor, Say the Darndest Things in My Mom's Favorite Christian Financial Advisor. And yes, this is a very sad situation, and we are seeing this. People who have access to resources such as a 401k that should be pushed back until your retirement age or, access when you're retired, they're most likely to take it out because they want that instant gratification. It's like, hey, this is my money. I need this for, like I said, a medical bill or being evicted. I need to do something now. But unfortunately, that is going to be even more detrimental because even though you have a little bit of ease up front, on the back end, it's going to be even more difficult. So what we want to do, we want to plan ahead of time and make sure that we are situated before we get in these situations. Now, once again, they made the recommendation to roll over your 401k into your IRA. So if you're no longer at your job, that may be an option. But once again, there are some more variables that go into it. When you're talking about rollovers and what you should do with them, this is not financial advice, but there are some decisions you need to think about. If you want to roll that money from the 401k into a new 401k, or do you just want to keep it into your name as an individual retirement account? All those things are going to be very important. Also, management. Also, fees are going to be very important. There's a lot more to consider than just if you lose your job or not. But what I do want to tell you, brothers and sisters, is that we really need to understand what we are doing before we make those financial decisions. As I said in many episodes, you need to make sure you have your Power Five. What did they say? What did your Power Five say about you rolling your 401k over somewhere else? What did your financial advisor, your accountant, your lawyer, your power of attorney, and your executor say about rolling over your 401k? If you don't have those professionals in your life, make sure that you do. Even if you can't afford to hire them at the moment, make sure that you at least figure out who you want to deal with and who you want to call. If you're new to investing, if you need a lot of help here, make sure you download our ebook. It's free. The link will be in the description. It's the four pillars to Christian investing. It goes over debt management, savings, investing, and wealth transfer. The link is going to be in the description once again for you to download that so you can be rich and you can be righteous. Well, that is it for me. My name is A.B. Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.